This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a point you've heard before on this program, but that bears repeating nonetheless. Some of the fastest growing economies in the world are in Asia. And with all that growth comes more money, more jobs, and more people, which means cities are getting bigger, a whole lot bigger. In Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, little can stand in the way of all that urban sprawl, not even the dead. The city's biggest cemetery is set to be turned into a shopping mall and pricey apartments and parks as well. Moving 70,000 tombs is, yes, a challenge. Here's another one, though. Figuring out what to do with hundreds of people who live and work inside the cemetery. Here's Christopher Johnson from Ho Chi Minh City.
Binh Hung Hoa Cemetery is a relatively quiet place to lay flowers, light incense at a loved one's grave, even say a solemn prayer. And hey, before you leave, grab a massage. A masseuse named Mun says she's offering oil, full body, hand and head treatments for very cheap, less than $5 an hour. It's kind of a steal if you're okay with a rubdown among nearly 200 football fields worth of above-ground cement tombs. Mun says her customers couldn't care less.
Many local people who have colds, the flu, or fever often come here. There's been a big community living here for years and years.
Since before the early 60s, when a much smaller cemetery first opened here. After the U.S. war ended, the whole place just got bigger. More graves, and today, hundreds of people. Tee Cook Nguyen and her husband live here, where they work sweeping and looking after nearly 1,000 tombs. They start before dawn, and apparently there's just one person here who's a little bit creeped out about that.
Are you scared of ghosts? No ghosts here, only bodies. Their spirits are up in heaven already, so I feel totally peaceful living here.
The Catholic Church hired the couple almost 25 years ago. Nguyen says this gig sure beats her old job selling produce.
Visitors often thank me as they see that I'm taking care of their family's tombs. I make $100 to $150 a month, and I have more freedom. I really enjoy taking care of the graves.
There are other ways to earn cash here. Some rent out rooms to day laborers. Others run makeshift speakeasies. Want to order a whole roasted pig? One of the temple caretakers will hook you up. Hua Bing runs a small stand parked at a crossroads inside the cemetery, where she sells sweet iced coffee, plus flowers and incense for the graves. Things have been tough for her since 2011, when the District People's Committee closed the cemetery to new burials. Families came and started emptying the tombs, and since then, she says business, well, it's been kind of like a graveyard around here.
As soon as they started removing the tombs, the number of visitors dropped a lot. There used to be 500 tombs in this area. Sometimes there would be a line of cars here just to visit one tomb, you know? But it's getting quiet, very quiet.
Quiet? Not exactly. The cemetery sits just 2 miles from Ho Chi Minh City's very busy international airport. This is where it's supposed to happen. Luxury apartments, a shopping mall, maybe a park, all by the year 2020. Partly, yes, it is about sprawl, but there are public health issues too, says Yale anthropologist Eric Harms, who's written about urban redevelopment here in Ho Chi Minh City.
There's been a lot of stories about people drinking water from wells there. Like, that's pretty nasty, right? To drink water from a well in a cemetery where corpse juices are dripping into the well, right?
Some of those who live here are actually embracing the new plans. Harm says that with projects like this one, people often imagine a more comfortable way of life.
Well, they say, yeah, it'd be nice to have a nice house or live in an apartment building with air conditioning or, clean sewer systems, good schools for the kids. That's, in some sense, perhaps preferable to living in a cemetery.
But the local government hasn't said what it's going to do for the folks who live here. It's tricky in part because many people don't have any legal claims to the land. One thing is clear, soon they'll have to pack up and move on as this old graveyard gets set to start a new life. In Vietnam, I'm Christopher Johnson for Marketplace.